No God like our God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about 2013 like I've never been excited before. And I came to tell the people of God on tonight, stop making New Year's resolution that you know you ain't going to keep before you make them. Amen. Because God is not about resolution. He's about change.
Amen.
He's about the good life. He's about the holy life. Amen. Don't make resolution that you know already broken before you open in your mouth. You make those same resolutions every year and never keep them. Amen. If you go back and look at them, you were making that same resolution back in 1999. Amen. And here it is, 2013. You still making. Say, stop lying to yourself. Glory, that's all right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray on tonight. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your grace, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the great things you have in store for 2013, Lord God. We thank you for carrying us all the way through 2012, Lord God. God, we thank you for your promises, Lord God. We thank you for the great and mighty things you have in store, God. Father God, I decree and I declare over every person under the sound of my voice that this will be the best year of their life, Lord God. I thank you that their finances are blessed, their marriages are blessed, their families are blessed, their bodies are blessed, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I decree and I declare, Lord God, that we'll see the manifestation of your glory like never before, Lord God. We thank you for signs and wonders and healings taking place like never before in your body, Lord God. We thank you that the world will look upon your people and see the glory of the Lord upon your people, Lord God. We thank you that the new thing that you are doing in our lives is exceedingly abundantly above all we can even ask, think, or imagine, God. We thank you for doing the unexpected, the unusual, the unnatural, Lord God. We thank you for good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over on all of those around us, all of those who come in contact with us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even before we open our mouth, Lord God, that there'll be evidence of the goodness of God in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Well, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to a holy God, no God like Jehovah. Amen. We're going to be coming from Joel, the second chapter on tonight. I'm going to try to teach. I said try. Yeah. Amen. Because y'all know I get excited and sometimes I got to backtrack and go back and catch up and start all back over again. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. I really don't too much believe in titles. I just say what he tell me to say, and when he get through, I'm finished, and I sit down. But if I had the title, I would title the best is yet to come. I told y'all in the, all in my business on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Joel chapter 2, when you're there, say amen. Joel chapter 2, amen. Glory to God. I'm a firm believer that if you don't expect anything, you don't receive anything. Amen. If you'd ask, say amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 19. And it says, yes, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his hind parts towards the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and ill fable shall come up, because he has done great things. And then verse 21 says, fear not, O land.
Yeah.
Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Say great things.
Great.
Amen. And verse 22 says, be not afraid, you beast of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth a fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Verse 23 says, be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain. Say the former rain. Moderately, and he will cause to come down from you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first months. You may be seated. Amen. Shout, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. God keeps no secret from his people. When the word of God say we don't understand the ways of God, I'm here to tell you that he said he'll let you know his way. He'll let you know his plan. It's impossible to have the mind of Christ Christ and not know the plans that God has in store for his people. He didn't he say in his word he'll reveal it to his prophet? Amen. Glory to God. Our God is an awesome God. And I want to talk to you on tonight about the locusts that are in verse 25. And I don't know about you, but I've been shouting for years over this scripture. I had no idea what they were talking about. It just sounded good. Say it sounded good. How many of you know, ain't too many of us know what a canker worm is. Ain't too many of us know what a parma worm is. But all we know is it got the last word worm in it. So we know that it's in the worm family. So when everybody else shout, I shout. Not y'all. I'm talking about me. Y'all smarter than I am. Amen. So in other words, I had to look it up. I don't know about you, but I'm curious. I've gotten to the place in 2013 that if I'm going to shout, I want to know what I'm shouting about. Because you could be shouting about the wrong thing. Amen. The Bible said you have whatsoever you say. And a lot of us shout, don't know what we're shouting about. Amen. Glory to God. So when you look in Joel, the second chapter, the book of Joel is about when he called a fast over the people because they were living an ungodly life. And he said, look, let's go on a fast. Let's get this thing right. You are my people. I want you to turn your face and repent and come back to me. So let's get it right. And once you get it right, after you get it right, these are the promises that I'm making to my people. Amen. And let's look at verse 25. And he says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the parma worm, my great army which I sent among you. Verse 26 says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Shout out, never be ashamed. When he brought the children of Israel, he said, this day have I rolled away the reproach. Amen. The reproach. This day have I rolled away your shame. This way have I rolled away bitterness. This day have I rolled away your pain, your agony, all that you suffer. So if he rolled away your reproach, I always say God never take away something unless he replace it with something. Amen. Glory to God. But let's look at verse 25. It says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Say years.
Years.
Say years.
Years.
How many of you know it's time out for going around that same mountain? For dealing with those same demons? For struggling with the same thing you've been struggling with since you've been saved? You say filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, and soon as Monday morning strikes, the clock turns to Monday morning, then you defeat it till Sunday roll around again. How many of you know it's time out for that in 2013? So he says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. And I looked up the word locust. The word locust is another word for a large army. Because if you would go back when he sent the plague of locusts on the Egyptians, they covered the land. So always remember that just like the enemy, locusts travel in large packs. Amen. And it has a destructive nature. Say destructive nature. So what the locust did was it came in. If you look in Joel chapter 1 verse 4, it said that which the parma worm has left has the locust eaten. So in other words, what the locust didn't take care of, the parma worm came around and got the leftovers. And that which the locust had left had the canker worm eaten, which means whatever left, the canker worm came and took its part. That which the canker worm has left, the caterpillar has eaten. So in other words, they feed off each other. They work together. Watch this. The word of God in Proverbs 30:27, God said that the locusts don't have a leader, but they work in an orderly fashion. Ain't that awesome? You know, they ain't like us Christians. We always want to be the leader. We always want to be the head. Amen? And don't do nothing in order. All out of order, saying, thus said the Lord. But that's another sermon. Amen? Glory to God. But it says in Proverbs 30, it said, look, that they don't have a leader, but they work in such an orderly fashion, which means every locust, every caterpillar, every canker worm, every pummel worm know their place. In other words, if the corn wasn't meant for me, then I don't bother the corn, no matter how good it looks. They work together in an orderly fashion. Say orderly fashion. Watch this. Another characteristic of a locust is it causes rapid destruction and rapid damage. In other words, they move in so fast that they hit you before you even realize what happened. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that just how the enemy works? You know how we characterize, we say if it ain't one thing, it's another. Before you can deal with one thing, something else show up. So in other words, they move in rapid destruction because they work in such an orderly fashion. Amen. Well, now stay with me now. Amen. Because I'm going to do a little teaching on tonight. Because if you shout, now I want you to be knowing what you're shouting about. Amen. Now I can preach, but I want you to know what it is I'm talking about. Amen. And when you look at it, it says pommel worm. Watch this. A pommel worm is a caterpillar stage of a locust. It is the most destructive in nature than the rest of them are. Amen. Watch this. And a canker worm is known to plague crops. So in other words, it comes in and spread plague over everything where it won't be any more use to the people. Even if it was some left by the time they finish, it wouldn't be of any use to you. Amen? Watch this. And it says, and it has three stages, the egg, the larva, the adult insect. When you look at locusts, locusts is in a category of insect. Y'all all right with this? Amen? It says it's among, watch this, the most ancient of animals. What that mean? They've been around for a long time. That represents generational curses. Watch this. It's the most ancient of all. In other words, before the elephant got here, the locusts was already here. In other words, before the cow got here to make the milk, the locusts was already here. It's the most ancient of all animals. Now watch this. It's most widely distributed of all animals. It can survive in any environment. Watch this. There are insects in the land, insects in the water. There are insects in the sky. Wherever you look, I guarantee you can find an insect. They adapt to the environment that's around them. So in other words, what he was saying was, I will restore the years to you that the locusts have eaten, that the caterpillar and the cankerworm and the pommel worm has eaten. In other words, he said, I don't care what direction they come in, God got you covered. I don't care which way they come in. God said it may come in one way, but they'll flee seven ways. God say that even though it looks like, you know how sometimes we get ourselves in a situation and look like it's no way out. I came to tell you that some of the things you got yourself in 2012 and 2013, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. It ain't going to be able to handle you. What defeated you in 2012 don't stand a chance in 2013. In other words, God said, I got you covered on the left. I got you covered on the right. If it comes in the air, over the airways, let's break it down. If it comes over the airways on the computer, if it comes over the airways on the radio, God, how many of you know some a song that we listening to, even though it's got Christian stuff on it, by the time you listen to it, you're so depressed, you don't know whether to praise God or to fall out and cry. So over the airways. So God say, I got you covered. If it comes on the ground where you're not expecting it, then he said you'll walk on the enemy. Satan is under your feet, so he let you know, I got you covered. No matter which way the enemy comes, he's letting us know that he'll restore everything that the enemy destroyed. See, locusts are destructive. So everything that the enemy thought he destroyed, God said, I'll restore it. Some people's marriages need restoring. Amen. How many of you know some people's faith need restoring? Amen. The goodness of God brings us to repentance. Amen. In other words, he's letting us know that any way that the enemy came against you in this last year, he said, don't throw in the towel. He said, don't give up. It ain't over yet. The very fact that you're still here, the very fact that you're still in the building, God says he has great things in store for you. And what's even more interesting is he said you ain't got to guess about it. In other words, he said you ain't got to pull no rabbits out of the hat. You ain't got to go to no fortune tellers. And you ain't got to call a 1-800 psychic line. In other words, God say, I know the plans that I have for you, and they are good plans. In other words, we've been taught so long that God is this angry God that's waiting for us to make a mistake so he can come in and strip us and take everything that he ever gave us. We've been taught for so long that God is this angry God that every little mistake we make set us back 10 years. But how many of you know God is a forgiving God? Glory to God. Watch this in 25. He said, I will restore to you the years. Say years. Some of us been going through this thing for years. And he's letting us know that, watch this, they're arguing in some translation about it. This kind of bug, that kind of bug, this kind of low. That don't matter. The point is they destructive. The point is they are out to destroy. The point is they are out to steal, kill, and destroy. But God promised that he will restore. Shout, he will restore. See, God is a restoring God. Say, he is a restoring God. Glory to God. The woman of God on tonight said, arise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord. Not the glory of man. Not the glory of your enemies. Not the glory of the locusts. But the glory of the Lord has risen. See, they made it distinctive. Adjectives in the Bible are there for a purpose. They made it distinctive. The glory. Not your own glory, not your own gratification. The glory of the Lord is upon you. And how many of you know, like MC Hammer said, when the glory of the Lord is upon you, you can't touch this. Amen. Glory to God. Watch this. And he said, I will restore. Shout, he will restore. Shout, he will restore. Watch this. Another description of a locust is there are different species, different stages. Watch this. But it doesn't matter which species is in. Watch this. Even the egg part or the larva part. Sometimes we are so worried. What? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's where I'm coming from. Sometimes we are so worried when things are getting in an advanced stage. But how many of you know God said he got us covered even in the baby stage? Even in the birthing stage, God said he got us covered. If we just stay with him. See, in the beginning of Joel, he told them to repent. In the beginning of Joel, he told them to turn back to him. Call a fast. Turn your face back to me. And then when you do that, I got you covered. Shout, he got me covered. See, I don't care what it look like. We don't walk by circumstance. We walk by faith. Amen. Watch this. And he said, and you shall eat in plenty. Verse 26. You shall eat in plenty. Amen. I mean, you ain't got to be stingy. You can share with other folks. You got enough. Amen. Y'all know how we Christian folks say, if God blessed us, you get your own. But he said, you shall eat in plenty. Say, eat in plenty. And be satisfied. Say, be satisfied. In other words, gluttony is a sin. You ain't got to overeat. Just enjoy yourself. Say, just enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. And I'm here to tell you, when God blesses you, you don't got to worry about gaining weight. When God bless you, you ain't got to worry about counting no calories. He said, eat plenty and be satisfied. Watch this. And praise the name of the Lord your God. Say, my God. Say, my God. That has dwelt wondrously with you. Watch this next part. It said, my people shall never, say never. My people shall never be ashamed. In other words, God's going to bless you so good. There's a scripture in the word of God that says he'll give you beautiful ashes. In other words, when it look like you can be counted out, when it look like you've been destroyed, when it look like there is no hope. How many of you know when you burn a thing, you turn to ashes, there's no evidence that it ever existed except for the ashes that you see, but it's hard to tell what it was because it's now ashes. But how many of you know when God restores a thing? Say, God restore a thing. Watch this. We always say, I want to take my stuff back from the enemy, what he stole from me. Look, I want my dignity. I want my self-respect. Those are things that I do want. But all that old stuff, I don't want that stuff back, because God said he have greater things in store for me. Watch this. He said, my people shall never be ashamed. So he's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can even ask, think, or imagine. Amen. So my people shall never be ashamed. Watch this. Verse 27 said, and you shall know that I'm in the midst of a sure foundation. Yeah. Did you hear what I said?
Hallelujah.
He said, the people shall know that I'm in the midst of a sure foundation. And some of you can get in by association. I'm in the midst of a sure foundation. And I am the Lord your God and nobody else. No God like Jehovah. He's all we ever need. Amen. And then he come back and confirm what he said in 26. My people shall never be ashamed. When God says something twice, he's putting emphasis on, my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. Now, a lot of times we want to talk about 28, but before we get to 28, he had to do some restoration. See, he is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. But before he pour out his spirit, he's going to do some restoration. Anybody in the house needs some restoration on tonight. Amen. In other words, he said, I'm going to go and clean up some things. I'm going to go and restore whatever is lacking. Because when I get ready to pour out my spirit, I want it to fall on hold. I want it to fall on nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. See, when I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, see, I already told you to turn your face back to me. I already told you to fast. So when I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, you better have, supposed to have, dealt with your flesh already. So when I pour out my spirit up on all flesh, he already told you in 26 and 27, my people shall never be ashamed. So in other words, he come in and deal with the flesh. He come in and deal with the shame. He came in and deal with everything that the enemy ever could place upon us. And then he restores us. And then after he restores us, he said, it shall come to pass that after that, after all of that is done, in other words, we get to, he said, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. No, no, no. That's out of context. He said, and it shall come to pass afterwards. After I have restored your home, after I have restored your marriage, after I have restored your finances, after I have restored your health, afterwards, then I pour my spirit upon all flesh. Say all flesh. So I got a memo on tonight. He didn't say he's going to pour out his flesh upon all men. So stop that foolishness in 2013. He said he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And old men shall dream dreams and young men shall see vision. When he even poured it out upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, will I pour out my spirit. So in other words, God's going to come in and rebuild and restore. And after he deals with the shame, he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Say all flesh. Now watch this. All of those characteristics that I gave you about the locusts, watch this. If we would line up with the word of God and just get what it is God is telling us in 2013, that we need to line up as men and women of God and get in our place. God set you in a place that's your place. That's the place where you prosper. Amen. And if we can get in order. In other words, take the same tactics that the enemy tried to use against you and take those same tactics, flip them around and prosper over them. Amen. So in other words, the same way they work in an orderly fashion, it's time for Christians to work in an orderly fashion. Amen. Glory to God. Let's turn to Haggai chapter 2. Glory to God. Haggai chapter 2. Are y'all all right? Glory to God. In other words, he say, I'm restoring in 2013. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to read this while you're going over to Haggai 2. It says, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. The great locusts and the young locusts. The other locusts, the locust swarm. You will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Watch this. I like this translation right here. It says, never again will my people be ashamed. Never again will my people be ashamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, I'm in a sure foundation, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again shall my people be ashamed. Amen. Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. Glory to God. Let's start with verse 1. Amen. Glory to God. In verse 1, it says, in the seventh month, in the 120th day of the month. Came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech. Boy, they got some names. The high priest and the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in a first glory? Stick with me now. It's about to get good. And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, said the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedech, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, said the Lord, and work. Say work.
Work.
Gives Christians somehow, and I feel like they don't have to work. Amen. They always say they're working for the Lord somehow. I find it when I look like they look they're working for themselves. I don't know. Let's move on, for I am with you, said the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenant. Say God covenant. That I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, when you came out of bondage, when the enemy tried to destroy you. I made a covenant with you that my spirit would remain among you. Fear ye not. Watch this. For thus said the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. They can't hide anywhere, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Watch this. Now, he didn't have to put this in. Somehow we get offended when we talk about money in the church, but he said the silver is mine. He said the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. Verse 9 said, the glory of this house, say this house. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, said the Lord of hosts. One translation say, I will give peace and prosperity. Watch this. And he said, the Lord of heaven's armies have spoken. This the Lord of heaven's army has spoken. He said, I'm going to bring you peace, and I'm going to bring you prosperity, so that the glory of your latter state shall be greater than the former. So in other words, when he made a covenant with his people, and he promised twice. In these verses, he promised twice. Of course, we know he promised other places, but we're talking here. In Joel, he promised twice that we would never be ashamed again. My people shall never be made ashamed again. In other words, he will never allow the enemy to take you over. He will never allow the enemy to destroy you. He will never allow the enemy to make his people ashamed. Because how many of you know we are his glory? People look at us and see the goodness of God. How many of you know that there is a place in God, there is a place that we are hidden in God, to where when people look at you, you don't witness, you become a witness. That even before you open your mouth, that the glory is so bright. I don't know about you, but I want to see that glory in these latter days, in 2013, that when you walk in the building, like the disciples, when you walk in the building, your shadow get people healed. That when you walk in the building, you don't have to lay hands on people. That just by your presence in the building, when you walk in the building, glory show up. You don't have to be in the church. You can walk in Walmart and all heaven show up. And the demons got to flee. And they bow down at your feet. Amen. How many of you know I'm talking about glory? Say glory.
Glory.
See, this kind of glory right here, there's really no words to describe this kind of glory. When he said, now watch this. Now the temple that Solomon built was arrayed in glory. It was one of the most magnificent temples that it was. But he compared this glory to the glory of the temple of Solomon. You have to go back and read it for a short version. He compared this to the temple that Solomon had built. But he said, even when you look at Solomon and all his glory, when you look at the glorious temple that Solomon had built, it can't even compare. It can't even stand up against this glory. Say this glory. Now watch this. When you look at Haggai, you can't take it out of context, because when you look in chapter 1, he said, consider your way. Somehow he keeps coming back to consider your way. And Joel, he said, you'll never be ashamed, but consider your way. And Haggai, he said, your ladder shall be greater, but consider your ways. Amen. So in other words, he said that we should, in 2013, put our focus on the kingdom. Say the kingdom.
The kingdom.
See, God said, if you build my house, then you don't have to worry about your house. In chapter 1 of Haggai, he said they were living in a fancy home. He said they were so busy decorating, trying to make their home look good, that the house of God was going to waste. So in other words, he said, consider your ways, because all of the work that you putting in can't compare to the glory that God have in store if you would just get in line with the plan and the purposes of God for 2013. Amen? In verse 9, he said, and the glory of this latter house shall be greater. Shout greater.
Greater.
And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place, in your Bible, write above peace, write prosperity. Because how many of you know it's hard to have peace when you broke? You say what you want to say. It's hard to have peace when you don't know how you're going to feed your children. Devil is a liar. Along with that peace comes prosperity. Amen. And this house, this place, will I give peace and prosperity, said the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former house. In 2013, the glory of a sure foundation shall be greater than the glory of 2012. Amen. God has great than that. Well, now don't get so hung up on the material building. Don't get so hung up on the material thing. How many of you know when the glory radiates off you, it's like a magnet? You just draw things to you. How many of you know when the glory radiates on you, then the blessings of the Lord come upon you and overtake you? How many of you know that when the glory of the Lord is upon you, that people want to be saved because that glory is like a magnet drawing them to Christ? How many of you know that it's time to be a witness? Say, be a witness. Say,
be a witness.
The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace and prosperity, said the Lord. I believe that 2013 is going to be like no other year that we've ever seen in the body of Christ. Amen. No other year is going to be able to compare what God has in store for his people in 2013. Shout, no greater glory.
No greater glory.
God has great things in store for each and every person in 2013. Amen. And all we have to do is believe it and receive it. All we have to do is walk in faith. He said it and I believe it. I don't care what it looks like, because in verse 9 it said the Lord of hosts. Not said man, not said mama, not said my supervisor, but the Lord of hosts. God said, and how many of you know God is not a man that he should lie? If he said it, it's got to come to pass. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Have you been blessed? Amen. Glory to God. How many of you know, no matter which way the enemy comes, God already got you covered. Say, he's got me covered. He's already got you covered in 2013. Amen. God has great things in store. Amen. Glory to God. And Sister Mavis, you know, God said, because you use that gift of God and you say you'll be ready at any time, God has great things in store for you. Amen. Sold out to his will, his plan, and his purposes in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that you have great things in store in 2013. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. I decree and I declare, Lord God, that every stumbling block, every plan of the enemy has already been brought to naught, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be shown openly to be wrong. I decree and I declare that this is our year of favor. I decree and I declare that this is our year of peace. I decree and I declare that this is our year of prosperity. I decree and I declare that this is our year of health, total restoration in the name of Jesus. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God.
I only gave me 10 minutes to close. I got to